we have Bryce Edwards. The new Labour-led coalition government is making moves. The government have announced on Tuesday plans to amend the Overseas Investment Act to classify residential housing as sensitive. So this effectively bans non-resident foreigners from buying existing homes without breaching major trade agreements. The government are moving as quickly as possible on this. The ban should come into effect early next year, and it's a well-timed political move coinciding with the potential of Labour signing a TPP agreement later next year. Not all are impressed with the moves. Criticism is rife of its effectiveness to fix the housing crisis. Mike Hosking in particular has had thoughts, as he always does. He says that it's the move to make everyone think you're doing something. But is this the case? I spoke earlier with political commentator Bryce Edwards to analyse what the ban means for Labour and this government. It's Labour's first big move in government, ban on foreigners buying existing houses by next year. Now, some are saying that this will either do nothing or it'll completely crash the economy. What do you think about this?
No, there's no chance of this completely crashing the economy. I mean, it may well have negative effects on the economy, but and that's what its critics would say, but they're going to be very limited if that's the case. I don't believe that this policy will really have much effect in general. Certainly it's not really going to bring down house prices much. It would be good if it did, but I don't think it will. It's probably more symbolic than actually practical in its effects. So, I mean, at the moment the house market has actually started to plateau out, especially in Auckland, and we see that in the papers in the last day or so, with some prices actually going down a little bit. And in fact, you know, really the heat's gone out of the market, and it's always been unclear about how much foreigners are actually buying houses in terms of just speculating and without actually moving here. And to what extent they are doing it probably seems to be on the decline based on what some real estate agents are saying, what economists are saying, especially because the Chinese government have put further restrictions on Chinese investors shifting money into property overseas.
Yeah, well, that's quite interesting. That's not something that I was even really aware of before.
No, that's right. Yeah. So there's these things happening beyond New Zealand that I think are influencing, to what extent it's a problem, if you like. But certainly, it's not expected to have a big impact. And even Labour aren't really selling this as a policy that's going to make a big change. They're backtracking a bit on that. I mean, maybe it would have made a big change if it was implemented 2 years ago when things were much more heated. But certainly now, I can't see it making any real impact.
I saw you did quote the Property Institute CEO, Ashley Church, who emphasised that the main impact would be to push investment to new builds.
Exactly.
But surely this is some sort of change that will work in Labour's favour for that Kiwi build.
That's right. So, of course, it's not entirely a ban that Labour's talking about.
Right.
All it's a ban on is existing or old housing stock. So foreigners can still buy land, they can still buy new builds. So they can, they can get a developer to build a new apartment or a new house, and that's entirely fine under Labour. And the idea is that's a good thing for the economy because it will produce more houses. It will, it's not just the old stock being bought by foreigners. It's new houses, and that's what the housing market actually needs.
Yeah, right.
So, there's some logic there. Yeah.
But what's quite interesting about it is the timing. I mean, the ban is interesting. It's appearing that the coalition are working to squeeze this through before potential signing of TPP arrangement. Why is this significant?
That's really the very clever part of it.
Yeah.
And the way that they've managed to do it in using the Overseas Investment Act to do it. So they're reclassifying houses as a sensitive property, which is a bit of a stretch, but nonetheless, I think it's going to work. And so it means that anyone that is from overseas applying to buy any property has to go through essentially the minister's office, actually. So, what we're hearing from the government is they will have a policy of turning it down if it's a foreigner buying a house. But of course, they're bringing in this change early next year, and of course the this new trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, isn't, if it does get signed, and we still don't know, but if it does, you know, get implemented, that will be after this
comes into effect, yeah.
And so that's really the clever part, because everyone's been saying, well, you know, if you ban foreigners from buying houses, that will go against this new trade agreement, and, you know, the government just can't do that. And suddenly the officials have just said to the government, well, actually, if you go ahead and just make this change very quickly before the TPP actually is brought in, you'll be fine. Yeah. And there's some small doubt about whether that's truly going to be the effect. But, yeah, generally it looks like they'll get away with that. And it's a really simple fix to it all. So
yeah, it's quite interesting. There's a lot of sort of like politics at play behind the scenes because... Labor acknowledging that National wedged them on this because they excluded banning foreign home ownership from any free trade talks before this. So,
Labor's got a bit of a gripe with National. They think that National could have actually negotiated this when they were dealing with the TPP to allow a future government to ban foreign sales, but that National decided not to negotiate on that specifically to do Labour in, if you like, specifically to make it hard for Labour.
Is it quite likely that was the case? I mean, National were pretty confident that they were going to win, or is that just, covering their own grounds?
Well, I think there's probably something in it, actually, from Labour's complaint. Because we're hearing some talks, actually from Tim Grosser or people around him, that are actually confirming Labour's account. But they're saying, these insiders are... kind of leaking to the media, saying, well, actually, Tim Grosser wasn't the person that wanted to do this. He wanted to actually help Labour out. He wanted to negotiate this possibility in these trade talks, and it was John Key and Stephen Joyce that said, no, you can't. So, and his logic was, which is quite reasonable, is that when you're negotiating trade agreements, when you're in government, you want to do it in a way that brings opposition with you. You want to, you know, make it bipartisan so that both Labour and National are going to have agreement on this and not then just pull out of this trade agreement when they get into government, etc.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so he was coming at it from he's an ex-diplomat, you see, and he's a diplomat again now that he's left politics. And so, yeah, he was quite sensible about that, but Key and Stephen Joyce apparently ruled him out and said, no, we're going to wedge Labour on this. We're going to not allow this TPP to include the provision to have foreign buys banned. So, yes, there is a lot of partisan politics coming into this issue.
Yeah, so I guess by getting around this, it could be considered a bit of a win for Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is a huge win if she's able to do it. Also because it looks like she might also get to sign up to the TPP, which, for better or worse, that will be a victory for Labour in kind of assuring business that this isn't an effective government.
Isn't such a shoddy government.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be others that will be less impressed if Labour sign up to the TPP, but it might depend on to what extent Labour can negotiate some changes to the TPP. But nonetheless, there are going to be a lot of people, on the left, Labour's own sort of general supporters that could be quite upset with the TPP being signed. And so one argument being made by some commentators at the moment is that Labour have really pushed to get this ban on foreign house sales done first as a way of kind of softening up the public, the fact that they might still sign the TPP. So it means that those that are a bit opposed to foreign investment and some of these trade deals will kind of get a win from the foreign house buy ban, but then have to swallow the dead rat in terms of signing up to the TPP. So, again, I think it's quite clever politics, should we say.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it'll be very interesting to follow from here on out.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the TPP is very divisive.
Very.
So, you know, it could still be very...
It's tricky ground for Labour, really.
Yes, but so far you're seeing Jacinda Ardern and David Parker being extremely good at navigating these problems. So, yeah, they might still be able to win this.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.